God.
首先，我感谢神，让我有机会在安息，在这个安息日与大家一同来敬拜神。
As we know, this morning is the beginning of the NYR.
就如大家所知，今天早上是全国青年退休会的开始。
And the theme for this year is serving God as a family in Christ.
然后今年的主题是全家侍奉神。
So this morning, we'd like to share with you serving God as a family.
因此，今天早上仅以全家侍奉主来作为彼此的勉励。
Even though many of us we come from different places,
虽然我们在座的各位来自于世界各地
，but the day that we are baptized is the day we become one family.
但是当我们受洗的那一天，也就是我们进入基督家庭的那一天。
Because the day that we baptize, the day that we have the same blood flowing through us.
因为当我们受洗的时候，我们身上就流着耶稣同样耶稣的宝血。
And this blood is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后这宝血是来自于主耶稣的。
So that's why it's so wonderful that we can call each other brothers and sisters.
因此我们可以很高兴的彼此称呼弟兄姐妹。
But the reason God called us to be brothers and sisters is to serve Him together as a family.
但是神让我们彼此称呼弟兄姐妹，是为了是要让我们能一同来侍奉他。
If we spend our whole life without serving God, then our calling it become in vain.
如果我们这辈子没有学会侍奉神，那么我们这辈子就枉然了。
But what's some of the characteristics of a true family in Christ?
所以这是我们真耶稣家庭的一个功课。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 11.
让我们翻开约翰福音十一章。
The book of John, chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 3.
从约翰福音十一章第一节到第三节。
John, chapter 11, verse 1.
约翰福音十一章第一节。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany.The town of Mary and her sister Martha, verse 2.
第二节,
It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick, verse 3.
第三节,
Therefore the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. So we can see in John chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 3, it describes three siblings.
然后在约翰福音十一章第一节到第三节描述三个兄弟姐妹。
And that is Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
那就是马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
It seemed like these three siblings did not have parents.
似乎这三个兄妹和姐弟没有父母。
Because through the whole Bible, it never mentioned their parents.
因为在圣经里面未曾提及他们的父母。
So because they don't have parents, they must take care of one another.
因为他们没有父母，所以他们必须要彼此扶持。
So during this time when Lazarus was sick,
所以这时候拉撒路病了。
And Mary and Martha, they know that they are very limited to help their brother.
然后马大和玛利亚知道他们没有办法为他的兄弟的疾病做什么。
But they know they have a Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们知道他们有主耶稣。
See, because of this, they sent out for Lord Jesus Christ to come to heal Lazarus.
因此他们差人打发人去见耶稣，请他们来看他的弟弟。
So this means they truly love one another as brothers and sisters.
从此可知，他们这兄弟姐妹是相当彼此相爱的。
And this is the first characteristic of a family.
这是家庭的第一个特征。
That a family must love one another.
家人必须要彼此相爱。
And we know in our church there's many brothers and sisters who are sick in faith.
我们知道在教会里面有许多弟兄姐妹可能在信心上是软弱生病的。
But we as their brothers and sisters, do we truly kneel down and pray for them?
但身为主内的弟兄姐妹，我们是否曾为他们跪下来祷告呢？
And ask our Lord Jesus Christ to come to heal them.
并且祈求神来亲自来医治他们呢？
Just like Nehemiah.
就如同尼希米
，Even though he served as a cupbearer and lived in a palace，
虽然说他在皇宫里面担任酒政的工作
，But during the time that he heard that his brother and sister were in turmoil， he wept and cried and fasted and prayed for them。
但是当他听到他的同胞遭遇苦难的时候，他也是撕裂衣服，在伤心的为他同胞哭泣着。
Because their pain is also his pain。
因为他同胞的痛苦就是他的痛苦。
Because he loved them very much。
因为他热爱他的同胞。
So nowadays it's no different for us as a family in Christ。
因此，对我们来讲，我们在基督的家庭里面也是一样的。
We must love one another。
我们必须要彼此相爱。
We must pray for one another。
我们必须要彼此代祷。
What about for some of us who are not so lovable?
那如果说对于那些不怎么可爱的人怎么办呢？
Of course, some brother and sister, they are not lovable.
当然，有些弟兄姐妹可能不是那么让人觉得可爱。
But when a brother and sister is not lovable, we should love them even more.
对于不可爱的弟兄姐妹，我们当更加的爱他们。
Because one of the reasons why brother and sister are not lovable, because they themselves never receive love from anyone.
因为不可爱的弟兄姐妹是可能因为他们未曾得着爱，所以他们才会有让人。有些
So because they did never receive love from anyone, so they cannot love them, they cannot love anybody else. So another word, if a brother and sister is not lovable.
所以换句话说, 如果有一个不可爱的弟兄姐妹,
and maybe they do many things to us that we should not love them.
即便他们对我们做什么事情,
but if we think about this concept,
让我们来思考一下,
a person who deserves the least love
一个, 每个人都需要, 都需要关爱,
is a person who needs the most love.
然后也就是最, 也是最需要关爱的人,
just like Moses and his siblings.
如同摩西和他的兄弟姐妹,
we know that God chosen Moses to lead the Israelites.
我们知道神拣选摩西来带领以色列人,
but Miriam and Aaron, they complain against him.
但是玛丽安却抱怨,
because of their jealousy.
因为他们嫉妒摩西,
so when they spoke against Moses, Moses did not say anything.
因为当, 所以当玛丽安他来毁谤摩西的时候,
but because Moses is the most humble man in the whole planet. Because Moses was a faithful man according to God. And we know that he spoke God to God face to face. So because of this, God speak for him. So the time God chastised Miriam. And she became leprous. But that's the time that Miriam deserved the least love from Moses.
然后在那时候或许米利安她是最不值得摩西疼爱的人,
but Moses showed her the most love.
但是摩西却对米利安表示最大的一个关爱,
by praying to God to ask him to forgive her for her sin.
摩西为米利安祷告, 祈求神原谅她医治她的大麻风,
just like Stephen before he was stoned to death.
正如同斯提反在被众人用石头打死之前,
during that time he loved his fellow brethren very much.
那时候他非常热爱他的,
but they want to stone him to death.
虽然说他的同胞要用石头将他打死,
this is the time they deserve the least love.
在那时候, 那些同胞是最不值得爱的,
but Moses showed them, but Stephen showed them the most love.
但是斯提反却为他们彰显最大的爱,
with his last breath he prayed to God to ask them, to ask him to forgive for their sin.
斯提凡用他在他最后一口气息祈求神原谅他们的行为,
just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
正如同耶稣基督,
the same people that he prayed for is the same people who crucified him on the cross.
正如同耶稣他所祈祷的人, 所代祷的人, 正是将他钉死在十字架上的人,
because if we love those who love us, what good is it?
因为神要让我们学习爱的道理,
but love those who hate us.
神要我们要爱那些恨我们的人,
and pray for those who persecute us.
要为那些逼迫我们的人代祷,
because even God let the sun rise on the good and on the evil.
因为神让太阳照好人也照坏人,
and even sinners can love those who love them.
即便是恶人, 坏人, 他也会爱他们所爱的人,
but we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们是神所拣选的人,
it should be very easy to love those who hate us.
然后我们应该学习来爱那些恨我们,
because if we love those who hate us, this is true love.
因为如果我们能爱那我们所恨的人, 那就是真正的爱,
and this is a love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
而这爱是来自于耶稣基督,
so that's why we truly a family in Christ.
所以因此我们是在耶稣里, 我们是真的一个,
we cannot serve him with a sincere heart if we do not love one another.
我们没有办法真诚地爱神, 却不爱我们的弟兄姐妹,
but love one another doesn't mean you have to go out of the way to do many big things for one another.
彼此相爱, 并不表示说, 我们必须要为, 为对方做出许多很特别的事情,
but every small things that we can do for one another, we must do it.
但是如果任何的小事, 如果我们能够关心, 就是很大的爱,
there's a brother in Pacifica Church.
然后在太平洋教会有一位弟兄,
his life is very pitiful.
他的生活非常的困苦,
because he's been confined to his wheelchair for over 7 years now.
因为他已经在轮椅上面度过七年的岁月了,
so because of this, every time I go and visit him,
因此每当我去拜访他的时候,
I really have no words to comfort him,
我真的不知道如何安慰他,
because I cannot feel the experience and the suffering that he's going through.
因为我可以感受到他灵里面的痛苦.
So one time I brought a sister to go with me to visit him.
所以有一次我邀请一位姐妹与我一同拜访这位弟兄,
and this sister, her life is also not too good.
这位姐妹的生活也历经相当的苦难,
she has diabetes,
她有糖尿病,
and she's very overweight.
然后这位姐妹也, 也非常的知道她的情况,
and she also diagnosed with major depression.
然后她也知道, 这位姐妹她还有, 高血压,
so one time I went to visit the brother with her.
有一次我邀请这位姐妹来拜访这位弟兄的时候
And usually when I go to visit him, I would take him to wheel him on a wheelchair and go to the park.
通常我会 take him to a visit.
Take him to the park.
通常我会将这位弟兄带到公园，推轮椅将他推到公园里去。
So when after the park, we came back to his room.
然后当我们去了公园之后，我们再回到他的房间。
And then I realized this sister, she had a bunch of flowers in her hand.
然后我注意到这位姐妹手上拎着一束花。
And then the reason she gave this flower is for the brother.
然后这位姐妹要将这束花送给这位弟兄。
So maybe we can ask, what's so big deal about this flower?
或许我们会想说，这些花有什么作用或意义呢？
Like I mentioned earlier, this sister, she's very overweight.
然后我们知道说，这位姐妹其实她也是。
So she have to walk with a cane.
她也年纪非常的大，然后她走路还需要扶拐杖。
So for her to lean over and pick up this flower is very dangerous for her.
因此，当她在公园里面去摘花这个动作，对她而言是相当危险的。
If she lose her balance and fall down, this means she can really hurt herself.
因为如果这位姐妹在摘花的过程当中摔了跤，她可能会引起相当大的重伤。
And when she's walking, she needs to have one hand free.
而且当他在走路的时候，他必须要有一只手是。
Because if she stumbles, she has no hands to hold onto something, then she can fall and she can be serious hurt.
他要用另外一只手来扶持他自己。如果说他重心不稳的话，他要有另外一只手来维持重心。
Even though all these obstacles were in her way,
虽然说他走路对这位姐妹也是那么的困难。
But she did not care.
但他却不在乎。
But she went ahead to pick this flower for this brother.
他却以他孱弱的身体去摘花，为这位弟兄来摘一些花。
This brother, his room usually very dark and dreary.
然后这位弟兄他的房间通常是相当的幽暗的。
And also very cold.
也非常的冷。
But after the sister picked this flower and put it in his room,
当这位姐妹将这些花放这位弟兄的房间之后
，then his room become very warm and full of love.
然后他的房间变成充满了爱心的温暖。
So that's why we as a family in Christ,
因此我们身为基督的家人
，we must love one another.
我们必须要彼此相爱。
Just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
正如同马大、玛利亚和拉萨路。
Because when he was sick, they called for Lord Jesus Christ.
因为当拉撒路病的时候，他们去求耶稣。
So when we are brother and sister sick in faith, we must also pray to God for him to heal one another.
因此当我们弟兄姐妹如果灵性软弱生病的时候，我们也当为他们祈求。
And then we read verse 5.
我们一同来读第五节。
John chapter 11 verse 5.
约翰福音十一章第五节。
Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他的妹子并拉撒路。
So a family in Christ must manifest the love of Jesus.
因此一个基督的家庭必须要彰显耶稣的爱。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If you go to verse 35 and 36.
因为我们从35和36节。
Jesus wept, then the Jews said, see how he loved him.
耶稣哭了，犹太人就说，你看他爱这人是何等恳切。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible never cried too many times.
我们知道在圣经里面耶稣哭的记载并不多。
I think one other time he cried for Jerusalem.
耶稣有次是为耶路撒冷而哭。
But because he loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus very much.
这次因为他非常爱马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Because when he saw them weeping, he also wept.
因为当他看到他们哭泣的时候，他也哭了。
And there are times many people see that Jesus loved Martha, Mary very much.
所以因此，众人也看出耶稣爱这个家庭的心。
Sometimes we try to preach to other people.
有的时候，我们向其他人来传福音。
But the best preaching technique is to have manifest the love of Christ inside of us.
然而，最好的传福音的方式就是能够表现耶稣基督内住在我们心里的
那份爱。We can invite many people come to our church.
我们有时候觉得。有时候没有人来教会。
But if we do not manifest the love of Jesus Christ,
如果我们没有办法彰显耶稣基督的爱
then we cannot draw this true seeker to come to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就没有办法吸引其他人来认识神。
Since I came to Christ, I always heard that the brother and sister in Taiwan and Aboriginal area, they are full of love.
当我来信耶稣之后，我常听说台湾在山地的地方的信徒相当爱主。
And a couple of months ago, I had opportunity to go there.
几个月前，我有机会去访问台湾的山地教会。
And during the time I went to the Aboriginal area.
然后当我到台湾山地教会的时候。
And when we arrive there, we see many brothers and sisters there singing hymns and welcoming us there.
当我们抵达的时候, 看, 有许多弟兄姐妹在教会唱诗,
Actually, they do not know what time we're going to arrive there.
实际上他们并不知道我们何时会抵达教会。
So they told us they've been waiting all day for us just to arrive at the church.
所以当我们抵达的时候, 他告诉我们说他们已经等我们一天了。
And they were so joyful when we arrived there.
当我们抵达的时候, 他们非常的喜乐。
Even though during that time I was so tired, but I saw their faces, I feel so joyful.
虽然说那时候我人非常的疲惫, 但是看到他们的喜乐, 我也快乐了起来。
Because I can see that they manifest the love of Jesus Christ inside their heart.
因为从他们身上我看见耶稣基督的爱。
Because Jesus loved them very much.
因为神爱他们。
And then on a Sabbath day, after the first service,
然后在安息日的聚会后,
I just went to my room and changed.
回到我的房间换衣服。
But during the time when I walked back down to the lunch area,
当我回到, 爱听的时候,
and during the time they have not eaten lunch yet.
然后他们却没有一个人用餐。
And they told me they are waiting for me.
他们告诉我他在等我来用餐。
And I was just so embarrassed because I did not know that they don't eat. If they have any visitor, they don't eat first. They have to wait for the visitor first.
我那时候觉得非常不好意思, 因为我不知道说他们会等客人一起用餐。
And because of this, I was very touched.
因此我也非常的感动。
Because they truly manifest the love of Christ.
因为他们真的彰显出耶稣的大爱。
And then after lunch,
用餐过后,
and then they bought this special, special food for us to eat.
然后他们甚至为我们准备特别的餐点。
Of course, to them, it's very special.
对他们而言是非常特别的。
But when I look at this food, it really looks disgusting.
但是当我看那些食物的时候, 我觉得蛮恶心的。
Because the food they brought out is like pig skin with black hair sticking out of it. Pig skin?
因为当我看那时候那好像是一些猪皮。
And also they have fermented rice around it.
然后还有一些饭粒在旁边。
And it looks really bad.
它看起来,
but it smells even worse.
它看起来并不怎么悦目，闻起来更是让人觉得难受。
But they told us.
但他告诉我们,
actually, we only give this food to special guests.
这个食物是只有特别的客人来的时候才能够准备的。
And during the time they asked me to eat it.
当他们邀请我来,
but just looking at it, I feel like, wow, I cannot eat it.
但是看着那些食物实在是难以下咽。
And the smell make it worse.
然后这闻起来更是让人受不了。
So during the time, they just eat it themselves.
所以那时候他们就自己吃了。
And they say, look how good it tastes. It tastes so good.
然后他们吃的时候一直告诉我说, 赶快吃, 这吃起来真的很好吃。
Because during the time, they were all looking at me, ready, you know, waiting for me to eat.
因为他们都一直看着我, 等着我来品尝那道食物。
So during the time, I took a piece of it.
所以那时候我就勉强吃了一口。
With some fermented rice on top of it.
然后闻起, 然后有些东西在上面,
then I put it in my mouth.
然后把它放在我的嘴里。
Oh, really, it tastes so disgusting.
吃起来真的是很难吃。
I ate many horrible food in my life, but this time, this food just really doesn't taste good at all.
在我这辈子尝试过各种不同的食物, 但这个食物真的是非常的难吃。
If I had a choice, I would have thrown it back up, but I couldn't because they're all looking at me.
如果我有可能的话, 我真的很想把这食物倒掉,
and
但是他们都看着我。
And I realized after eating this food, when I go back to the city and eat smelly tofu, and smelly tofu tastes so good.
然后当我吃完他们的特别的餐点之后回去吃臭豆腐, 我觉得臭豆腐很好吃。
And I was joking around with them, please, next time I come, don't treat me so special.
所以我跟他们开玩笑说, 下次我来的时候, 请不要将我当作贵宾。
But when you're there, you cannot help but to feel the love of Jesus inside your heart.
但是你可以, 即便如此, 你能够感受到耶稣在他们心里面的那份爱。
Because Jesus loved them very much.
因为神非常的爱他们。
They live a simple life.
他们过着简单的生活。
But they love so great.
但他们的爱却是如此的宝贵。
So as a family in Christ,
身为基督的家庭,
we must love one another.
我们必须彼此相爱。
And our Lord Jesus Christ's love must manifest inside our heart.
然后耶稣的爱也必须从我们心里来表现出来。
Then if we go to verse 19,
然后我们来看第19节,
John chapter 11 verse 19,
约翰福音11章19节,
and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother, verse 33.
32节,
therefore when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. So we can see in these two verses that not only that they love one another, not only that Jesus loved them, but also they are loved by other people.
从这两段经文我们看出并不只是这个家庭的家人彼此相爱，他们周遭的朋友也相也是相当爱护这个家庭的。
And this is the family in Christ the way it should be.
这也就是基督家庭的成员所应有的表现。
If people come to our church,
如果当有朋友来我
们教会 and they see that we love one another,
他看见我们彼此相爱
If they see Jesus love us,
当他们看到耶稣的爱在我们
中间 they cannot help but to want to be part of this family.
他们也会希望能够成为这个基督爱的家庭的成员。
So that's why when I was in Aboriginal area in Taiwan,
当我在台湾山地教会的时候
many brothers and sisters who are newly converted testified to me.
然后在教会有许多新受洗的弟兄姐妹向我见证。
There's many churches there.
在那边有许多的教会。
But only a church that they feel the love of Jesus Christ inside the church.
然而，真耶稣教会却是他们唯一感受到神爱的教会。
So because of this, they want to be part of this family.
也因此，他们希望能够成为基督家庭的一个成员。
Because we know in Aboriginal area, many of the tribe they spend their time drinking and getting drunk.
因为我们知道，在台湾的原住民部落有许多人都。常常醉酒
But when they come to our church,
但是当这些人来到教会的时
候 because they love one another very much,
因为他们彼此相爱
and the love of Jesus inside their heart,
然后也因为耶稣在他们心里的爱
so because of this, they be able to overcome their drinking,
然后也因借着耶稣的爱让他们能够戒酒
so instead of being drunk with wine, they are drunk with the love of Christ,
所以他们与其醉酒不如为耶稣的爱来陶醉
and for me, since I came to Christ for the last 9 years,
然后我在九年前 来受洗认识基督。
This is the strongest evangelical tool.
然后这对我来讲是相当特别的一个福音的道路。
For people to see the love inside of us.
然后让我们来看到让众人从我们身上看见耶稣的爱。
Several weeks ago, my niece from Boston came to visit me.
几个星期前，我在波士顿的亲戚来拜访我。
Actually, she's a Christian all her life.
然后我的亲戚呢，他这辈子都是基督徒。
But when she came to our church several weeks ago,
但是当他呢来我们教几个星期前来我们教会的时候
，and we just happened had to go to Sacramento Church.
那天我刚好要去Sacramento 教会。
And Sacramento Church is only very few of us.
Sacramento 教会只有少几位信徒。
But we have all different kind of brothers and sisters there.
但是在里面却有来自各地方的弟兄姐妹。
And even though they are small,
即便他们人数稀少
，but they really show great love.
但是他们却表现出极大的爱。
So because of this, when my niece went to Sacramento,
因此我的侄女她就到了 Sacramento 去。
She cannot help but to find that the brother and sister they are so loving and so kind.
她没有办法，她被他被当地弟兄姐妹的爱所吸引。
And she said the favorite part of the service when brother and sister praying.
然后她说，当聚会开始，弟兄姐妹在祷告的时候。
Since I came to Christ, it's the first time that a true seeker say their favorite part is their praying.
然后当第一次看到在教会弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，他也蛮害怕的。
So because of this love from brothers and sisters.
然后因为弟兄姐妹的爱。
And when we pray to God.
当我们跟神祷告的时候
she also can feel the love that we have for God.
然后她在祷告当中，她也感受到神的爱。
So because of this, when she kneeled down and prayed,
因此当她也因此跪下来祷告。
God grant her the Holy Spirit.
然后神赐给她圣灵。
And because of this, she want to be baptized this coming SC in Boston in September.
也因此她决定在今年秋季灵恩会要在波士顿教会来接受洗礼。
And in reality, no one have really preached to her.
实际上在这并没有任何人向他传福音。
But what she have experienced is something she never experienced before.
但是他却在祷告当中感受到他未曾感受到的。
That is a brother and sister love one another very much.
那就是弟兄姐妹彼此相爱的。
That we manifest the love of Christ inside our heart.
因为从他们心里彰显出耶稣的大爱。
Because of this, she cannot help but also want to be part of this loving family.
也因此，耶稣的爱吸引他要成为基督家庭的一份子。
So we have to be like Lazarus, Martha, and Mary.
所以我们要学习拉撒路、马大和玛利亚。
But even though they love one another very much,
即便他们非常的相爱
，it doesn't mean they do not go through trial and tribulation.
这并不表示他们就不会经历患难。
Just like inside our church,
就如同在教会里面
，the more we love one another,
我们越是彼此相爱
，the more that we are worthy to go through trial and tribulation.
然后我们更是会一同经历患难与考验。
Because when we go through trial and tribulation,
因为当我们经历患难与考验的时候
，this is the time that we should prove our love to one another by praying for one another.
就是我们透过祷告来证明我们彼此相爱的心。
And this is the time we can glorify the name of our Heavenly Father.
也正透过这个时候，我们能够来荣耀我们天上。
Just like in chapter 11, verse 4.
正如同十一章第四节。
John chapter 11, verse 4.
约翰福音十一章第四节。
When Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
第四节，耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ did not have to go to Mary and Martha's place.
我们知道耶稣他并不需要到马大和玛利亚的家。
But he can just say one word and Lazarus would be healed.
他只需要说一句话，拉撒路就可以得医治。
But during this time, because they want the name of God to be glorified.
但是这时候为了要让神的名得荣耀。
So he waited 4 days after the death of Lazarus.
所以耶稣等到拉撒路死后四天才到他家。
Because according to the Jewish culture, after 4 days, it's impossible for anyone to be resurrected.
因为根据犹太人的习俗，一个人死后四天是无法再复活的。
So the reason Lazarus have to be sick and die because to glorify the name of God.
因此，拉撒路他生病正于病死，是为了荣耀神的名。
So just like nowadays.
正如同今天。
When we go through trial and tribulation.
当我们经历苦难与患难的时候。
And if many brothers and sisters can come together and pray to God for this person to be healed.Then we can glorify the name of God.
如果许多弟兄姐妹能够一同为这患病的弟兄代祷，那么就可以荣耀神的名。
But what happened if our brother and sister go to trial and tribulation, then they left the faith?
然而，如果说有弟兄姐妹经历患难却离开了教会
，and this means we are lack of love.
这就表示说我们缺乏爱。
Because if we have love inside the church,
因为我们教会里面要神的爱。
Because love is as strong as death.
因为爱是胜过死的。
And for sure, this love will draw anyone back to church.
然后神的爱能够吸引所有任何的人回到教会。
The reason God sent His only begotten Son to die for us because of love.
神将他的爱子赐下来，然后为我们钉死在十字架上。
And the reason our Lord Jesus Christ can shed His blood on the cross for us because of love.
因为爱神，神是他的儿子，并且钉死在十字架上。
And the reason we can come here to worship Him because of love.
我们今天之所以来敬拜神，就是因为神的爱。
So because if our brother and sister go to trial and tribulation,
因此如果当弟兄姐妹经历患难，
and then we show our love and concern for one another,
我们应当彼此表现相爱与关心。
For sure, the name of Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified.
因此神的名就能够得着荣耀。
And then in verse 15,
十五节
，Chapter 11, verse 15.
约翰福音十一章十五节。
And I am glad for your sake there was none that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him.
十五节，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去了吧。
And the reason we go to trial and tribulation.
这边提到我们经历患难的原因。
If we truly love and care for one another.
如果我们真的彼此相爱。
And we can see the glory of God amidst one of us, every one of us.
那我们就可以看到神的爱与我们同在。
And then we can't help but increase in our faith.
然后我们能够以爱心的来，用有信心的来祈求神。
Just like our brother and sister in Ghana.
就如同加纳的弟兄姐妹。
Those of them who come to church in the early years, it's very difficult for them to continue to stay in church.
早期来信主的弟兄姐妹是很难守住道理的。
But those who witness great miracles, that happen between brothers and sisters.
但是那些弟兄姐妹，他们亲眼目睹了神迹奇事。
For over 25 years, they still continue to come to worship God.
25年来，他们不持续的敬拜神。
Just like in Ghana, the history of Ghana, seven brothers and sisters died and resurrected.
然后在根据加纳教会的历史，有七位弟兄姐妹为教会殉道。
And those brothers who witnessed his brother and sister resurrected.They can't help but continue to come to church and worship God.
抱歉，刚刚讲错了，就七位弟兄姐妹从死里复活，然后跳着来敬拜神，所以许多人看到那死里复活的弟兄姐妹就信了神。
So just like for us.
正如同我们一样。
Actually, as a worker of God, when I go to different churches, I feel many sorrows.
然后，身为神的工人，当我到许多教会访问的时候，我感受到忧伤。
Because a lot of us have been beat up by Satan.
因为在我们当中有许多人被撒旦所击败。
But even though I hear many sorrow, feel many sorrows.
虽然说我内心有时感到忧伤。
But I see only one sister, a brother, return back to God.
但是我看到有几位弟兄姐妹回到神。
And this joy truly restore back my faith toward Him.
然后当我们看到失落弟兄姐妹回头的时候，也重新重振了我的信心。
And also, let's go to verse 45.
我们请看第四十五节。
John chapter 11, verse 45.
约翰福音十一章四十五节。
Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the thing Jesus did believed in him.
四十五节，那些来看玛利亚的犹太人见了耶稣所做的事，就多有信他的。
This is the third reason why Lazarus had to die and resurrected.
这是拉撒路死 病死的第三个原因。
And this is also the reason why we must go through trial and tribulation.
这也告就告诉我们为什么我们要经历患难。
Because if we lose our job,
因为如果说我们失去我们的工作
，and we still have peace and joy inside our heart,
我们心里仍旧有神的平安
，and we still have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们对神还有信心
，and many people who's outside the church can't help but to see Jesus inside of us.
然后，但其他人就会看到耶稣的平安在我们心里。
Because of this, they also will come to believe the God we worship.
也因此，他们会想要来敬拜神。
If our families are ill.
如果一个家庭病了
But we still continue to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们依然为对神有信心
We still manifest that peace and joy inside our heart.
我们心里依旧有神的平安和喜乐
And then people cannot help but to come to believe the God they worship.
那其他人就会想要来敬拜神
So we must manifest all this kind of love if we are a family of Christ.
所以我们必须要在基督的家庭里面表现出这样的爱
especially during trial and tribulation
特别是当我们经历患难的时候
so the name of God can be glorified
所以神的名能够得着荣耀
so our faith can increase among one another
所以我们的信心能够彼此
and so those who believe do not believe also will come to believe
所以那些不信的人能够因此来信神
but the last important point of all
但最重要的是
it is for us to serve God with a pure heart
我们必须要以纯洁的、洁净的心来侍奉神。
That is to serve God with a complete and to serve God with our totality.
所以我们要用要全心全意来侍奉神。
Let's go to Luke chapter 10.
请看路加福音第十。
The book of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 38 to verse 42. Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42.
路加福音十章三十八节到四十二节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him in her house, verse 39.
39节
And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, verse 41.
41节
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? I therefore tell her to help me, verse 41.
41节
And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things.Verse 42. But one thing is needed, and Mary had chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. So we can see in these five verses, this is the time that Jesus visited the family before Lazarus died and resurrected.
然后在这一段经节记载的耶稣在拉撒路病逝并复活之前，曾经拜访他们家。
So he, as he entered the village,
当他进入那个村庄的时候
and Mary, the one who sat at Jesus' feet.
然后玛利亚她来洗耶稣的脚
And she's the one that heard the word from our Lord Jesus.
她是听见耶稣道理的人
And Martha, she was also serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
马大她也侍候主
But even though she served our Lord Jesus Christ, but she was distracted and she complained at why she's serving.
马大侍奉神的时候心里忙乱
But where was Lazarus during this time?
但是那时候拉撒路在哪里呢
Lazarus was nowhere to be found.
拉撒路找不到在这里找不到拉撒路的名字。
Because during the time, maybe he did not have good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
或许在那时候，拉撒路与耶稣并没有很好的关系。
So because of this, when Jesus came to visit the family, he was not there.
所以也因此，可能耶稣来拜访他们家的时候，拉撒路不在家。
So maybe it's one of the reasons why he was sick and died.
所以或许这也就是为什么拉撒路会生病。
Because he did not have Jesus to be with him.
因为他没有耶稣与他同在。
So many of us, maybe we just like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
或许在座的各位，如同马大、玛利亚和拉撒路。
Yes, Mary, even though she have chosen the best part.
虽然玛利亚她已经选好上。
But she should not just sit there and listen to Jesus' word and without doing anything.
但她也不能够只坐着听耶稣的话，什么事都不做。
Just like many of us.
正如同我们。
Maybe a lot of us would like to come to the chapel and just listen to the word of God.
或许我们是来教会，在会堂里听道理。
And we do not want to do anything else in the church.
但是我们却不愿意帮助教会其他的事工。
But maybe some are just like Martha.
或许也有些人就像马大。
Even though we love to serve God very much.
虽然我们非常喜好。
But every time we serve God, we always have complaining inside our heart.
但是每当我们侍奉神的时候，我们却心里忙乱，心里抱怨。
Maybe some of us just like Lazarus.
或许也有些人就是如同拉撒路。
We don't want to come to church.
我们不想要来教会。
We don't have feelings to come to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们不想要来与弟兄姐妹团契。
Because it seems that Jesus is so far from us.
因为我们觉得耶稣距离我们相当
遥远。But if we continue to be like Lazarus,
但如果说我们持续的像拉撒路
sooner or later spiritually we will die.
不久之后我们的灵性可能就会死亡。
You can see before Lazarus died and resurrected,
All three siblings cannot have a perfect servitude toward Jesus.
在我们可以看出说，当拉撒路病死之前，这个家庭他们三个兄弟姐妹无法一起来侍奉神。
But if we go back to John chapter 12.
但如果说我们看到约翰福音十二章。
And after the death and resurrection of Lazarus.
在拉撒路死而复活之后。
The servitude between this family became perfect.
这个家庭的侍奉变成了完全。
Why? Because they went through trial and tribulation.
因为这个家庭经历了患难考验。
And they can see that Jesus was in the midst of them.
我们看到说耶稣在他们中间。
If we go to John chapter 12 verse 1.
请看约翰福音十二章第
一节。John chapter 12 verse 1.
约翰福音十二章第一节。
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, who had raised from the dead. Verse 2.
第二节。
There they make him a supper and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Verse 3.
第三节。
Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of oil.So you can see in these three verses, this is the time before the Passover. Before the Passover, Jesus came to visit the siblings again.
在这边记载在月节前六天，耶稣再次来到伯大尼拜访这个家庭。
And that time, they also make a Lord Jesus Christ supper.
然后那时候他们也为耶稣预备宴席。
But during this time, Martha also served.
那时候马大也侍候神。
But what is the difference between her service now and the service before Lazarus died and resurrected?
但是这个与拉撒路在过世复活之前的侍奉有什么不一样呢？
So during this time when Martha served, she did not complain.
这一次马大侍奉神，但他并没有埋怨。
So because of this, his servitude became pleasing to God.
因此马大的侍奉得到神的喜悦。
And we know Lazarus before he died and resurrected.
我们知道拉撒路他死了又复活了。
He was nowhere to be found.
之前他是找不到人的。
But now he sat at the same table as our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是现在他却与耶稣一同坐席。
So this means his relationship with Christ had become closer.
因此可知，拉撒路与神的关系更加亲近了。
And look at Mary.
我们看看玛利亚。
Because she had chosen the best part before.
过去他已经选择最好的福分。
But this time she not only listened to the word of Jesus.
这次他并不单是坐在耶稣脚旁听耶
稣的道理。But also she put this word of Jesus into practice.
他甚至将耶稣的话语来活出来。
That's why during this time she took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard.
所以这时候他带了一斤极重的真拿达香膏。
And she anointed Jesus' feet.
他来抹耶稣的脚。
And we know the Bible stated that the glory of a woman is her hair.
然后所以在耶稣所记载的那位圣经所记载的那位妇人就在这里。
So Mary used the most glorious part of her body.
所以耶稣玛利亚用她身上最好的部位。
And wiped Jesus' feet, which is the lowest part of her body.
哦，她用她身体最卑微的部位来擦神的脚。
And because of this, the whole house was filled with fragrant oil.
因此，整个屋子里就充满了膏的香气。
So brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
we are chosen to serve Him as a family.
我们被神拣选来侍奉神。
But as a family, we must continually to love one another.
身为一家人，我们必须彼此相爱。
And as a family, we must manifest the love of Jesus Christ inside our heart.
身为一个家庭，我们必须在有基督耶稣的爱在我们心里彰
显。And only then we can attract other people to come to know and to be joined with this family.
我们要让耶稣基督的爱来吸引其他人来认识耶稣，敬拜耶稣。
But even though we love one another,
即便我们彼此相爱。
But do not think we do not go to trial and tribulation.
不要以为我们不会经历患难。
But during this trial and tribulation, we must prove our love.
必须要在患难当中来印证我们相爱的心。
So the name of Lord Jesus Christ can be glorified.
因此神的名能够得着荣耀。
So the faith of our brother and sister can be increased.
因此我们彼此的信心能够得以建立。
So that those who do not know Jesus also will come to believe.
那些不信神的人也因此来信神。
But most important of all,
但最重要的，
if we are family in Christ,
身为基督家庭的一份子，
our servitude must reach all the way to heaven.
我们对神的侍奉必须达到天。
That is, we serve without complaining.
我们必须要不抱怨的来侍奉神。
We serve with humility.
我们用谦卑来侍奉神。
So the whole house of our Lord can fill with beautiful fragrance.
所以神的家里就能够充满膏的香气。
So may God bless all of us.
愿神祝福我们每一位。
And continue to give us strength to serve Him as a family.
让我们能够有力气，能够全家来侍奉神。
And only then the truth His name will be glorified.
也唯有这样，神的名才能够真正的得着荣耀。
Let's rise up and sing one hymn.
让我们一同来唱诗。
Let's sing Him 282.
282首。
282。
282首。
to the world.